And the pasuk continues, Ve'avrom zokein bo bayomim. And Avram was old, his days came, he was well on in years. Or as the Zohar learns, bo bayomim means he utilized his days. Every second of his day was used for Torah and mitzvahs. Vashem berach es Avraham bakoil. And Hashem blessed Avraham bakoil with everything. Rashi notes that the numerical value, the gematria, of bakoil is 52, just like the gematria of Bain, a son. And the pasuk means to say, Hashem blessed Avraham bakoil with a son. And since he had a son, Yitzchak, he had to marry him off. And that's why the pasuk continues, Vayomer Avraham el Avdoi. And Avraham said to his servant, Zekan Besai, the elder of his house, Hamoshel b'chol ashaloi, who controlled everything he had. He was in charge of all his money. Which is interesting that Eliezer was still in charge of Avram's money. Because we find in Parshas Lech Lecha, Perek Tesvav, Pasuk Beis, before Avram had any children, he was telling Hashem that, look, who is in charge of everything I have? Uvemeshek Beisi, the one who is my apotropis, my manager over all my money, is Eliezer from Damasek, Eliezer from Damascus. And Rashi says, Ve'ilu hayali bein, if I were to have a son, haya bini memuna al shali, my son would have been in charge over everything I have. Now, at this point, Yitzchak was 40 years old, and we still find that Eliezer, 40 years later, was still in charge over Avram's money. As the pasuk says, he was Zekan Beisai, HaMoshel B'chol HaShaloi. So Avram told his servant Eliezer, Simno Yodcho Tachasirechi, place your hand under my thigh. Take hold of my bris milah. As the Gemara in Shavuah says, that one who swears should hold in his hand a chefetz shel mitzvah, an object of a mitzvah, whether it is a sefer Torah or tefillin. But Avram did not want to take sefer Torah or tefillin. He'd rather take his bris milah as the chefetz shel mitzvah, because milah was the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to him. And also it came through tzar. He was in a lot of pain because of the bris milah. Therefore the milah was precious to him, and he wanted to use the milah as the chefetz shel mitzvah. Ve'ashbi'acho, and I will have you swear, Bashem Elokei HaShamayim Ve'Elokei HaOretz, in Hashem, who is the God of the heaven and the God of the earth, Asher lo sikach isha levni, you shall not take a wife for my son, mi binois haKnani Asher anochi yoshev bekirboi, from the daughters of the Knanim, which I live amongst them. But rather, ki el arzi, you should go first to my land, referring to Haran, ve'el meiladati, to my family. Telech, you should go. Velokachto isha livni li Yitzchak, and you shall take a wife for my son, for Yitzchak. It is interesting that over here Rashi is not medayik the double lashon of livni li Yitzchak. If you look in Parshas Vayero, Perek Chav Aleph, Pasuk Yud, when Sarah said that I don't want Yishmael to inherit, Im bini, im Yitzchak, with my son, with Yitzchak. There Rashi asks, why is there a double lashon, im bini, im Yitzchak? But over here, Rashi does not say anything concerning livni li Yitzchak. The Beis Halevi answers in the pasuk that the pasuk means to tell us, Avram said that first of all, this isha that you will take for my son has to be roi, has to be fitting in two ways. First of all, she has to be roi to be my daughter-in-law, livni. She has to fit to marry my son and become my daughter-in-law. And second of all, she has to be roi to marry such a great tzaddik like Li Yitzchak, even if it's not my daughter-in-law. And that's why it says a double lashon, livni Li Yitzchak. Vayomer Elov Ha'eved, and the Eved said to Avram, Ulai lo soveh ha'isha l'leches acharai, maybe the isha will not want to come after me, ela oretz hazois, to this land, to Eretz Yisrael. Ha'oshev oshev es bincho, ela oretz asher yotzoso misham, should I return your son Yitzchak to the land that you went out from there, from Haran? Vayomer Elov Avraham, and Avram said to him, Hisham elecha, watch yourself, be careful, pentoshev es bini shama, do not return my son over there. Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, Hashem, who was Elokei HaShamayim, the God of the heaven, Asher lekochani mi beis avi, who took me out of my father's house, which is referring to Haran, ume eretz meiladati, and furthered me from the land I was born in, or kastim, Although we see a Lashon Moilarati in Pasuk Dalet, which meant my family. Moilarati means my family. Eretz Moilarati means the place that I was born, which is Or Kasdan. Vasher Diberli, and he spoke concerning me. Vasher Nishba Li Lamer, and he swore to me, saying, by the Bris Ben Absarim, Lizaracho Etein Es Oretz Hazois, to your children I will give this land. So, Avram is saying that Hashem, who was the God of heaven, and took me out from Ur Kasdim and Choron, who spoke concerning me, and swore to me by the Bris Ben Absarim, Hu Yishlach Malochi Lefonecho, he will send his Malach before you, Velokachto Isha Levni Misham, and you will take a wife for my son from there. And Rashi is medayik that we find the Pasuk Zion, the Pasuk says Hashem Elokei HaShamayim. It calls Hashem only the God of the heavens. Although in Pasuk Gimel it says Elokei HaShamayim VeElokei HaOretz, Hashem is the God of the heavens and the God of earth. And Rashi answers, because in Pasuk Gimel it was referring to Hashem now. Now Hashem is Elokei HaShamayim VeElokei HaOretz. People know about Hashem through me, making people familiar with Hashem. But in Pasuk Zion it says, Hashem Elokei HaShamayim Asher Likochani Mibeis Avi. When Hashem took me out of Choron and Or Kasdim, nobody knew about Hashem. It was not common for people to recognize Hashem. And therefore, Hashem was only known as Hashem Elokei HaShamayim, the God of the heaven, because he was not known at that point on earth to people. It was only after Avram spread the word about Hashem later on, we find that he is known also as Elokei HaOretz. Zok the pasuk weiter, pasuk ches, v'im lo yisoyve ho'isho lalechas acharecho. If the isha will not want to go after you to come to Eretz Yisrael, then v'nikisa mishu osi zois, you will be absolved from this shvua of mine. And you will be able to take from the local girls, from the daughters of honor Eshkol Umamre. Rak, only as Bini, my son, Loisashev Shama, you should not return there to Choron. And Rashi is Medayik, the Lashon of Rak es Bini. Rak implies a limitation. Only my son won't go to Choron, but my grandson Yaakov will go to Choron. Like the Pasuk says, Vayetze Yaakov mi be'er Shova, Vayelech Chorono. Vayosem ho'eved es yodoi, and the Eved Eliezer placed his hand tachas yerach Avram Adoinov under the thigh of Avram his master, and took hold of his bris milo. Vayishov aloi, and he swore to Avram al hadover hazeh concerning this, that he will first go to his family in Choron, and then if he does not find an isha for Yitzchak over there, then he will take from the daughters of Aner Eshkol and Mamre over here in Canaan. A vart is said over in the name of Reb Chaim Soloveitchik that we find that people sometimes are very cautious about their money, how it is being watched, who is watching their money. But when it comes to Ruchnietz, they are not so careful. By Avram, we see just the opposite. When it came to his money, he totally trusted Eliezer. Eliezer was Moishel B'chol Asherloi. He took care of all his money. But when it came to Ruchnius and to the Shidduch of his son, over there he did not totally trust Eliezer, and he asked him to make a Shvua. The Netziv in Sefer HaMikdavar asks, why did Avram send Eliezer to find the Shidduch for Yitzchak? Why didn't Avram go by himself? This way he won't have to trust somebody else. And the answers, two terutzim. His first terutz is that Avram was already very old, and it was too hard for him to make the trip all the way to Choron. His second terutz is that Avram had a whole congregation in Eretz Yisrael, in Hebron, and it wasn't so easy to leave his congregants and the people that he was megayer to go far away to Choron to look for a shidduch for his son. Therefore, he stayed in Eretz Yisrael, and he sent Eliezer instead. Zok Rashi Pasuk Aleph, Berach es Avram Bakoil, Hashem benched Avram Bakoil, Bakoil oile begematria beng. The numerical value of Bakoil is the same as beng, 52. Umeachar shehoyeloi beng, after Avram had a son, hoyetzorach lasio isha. He had to marry off his son to an isha. And that's the connection between Pasuk Aleph and Pasuk Beis. Since he had a son and he had to marry him off, therefore he was mashpia his Eved Eliezer. And he spoke to Eliezer, Zakan Beisoy, the elder of his house, Lefisha who Davuk, since Zakan is attached to the word Beisoy, Nokut, the Nukudes are Zikan, with a Shva under the Zion, and a pasach under the kuf. Normally we find the word zokain, not zikan. But since it is attached to Besai, the word Besai, therefore it goes together and it is called Zikan Besai. Tachas Yerechi, under my thigh, Lefisha Nishbat Sarach Sheyitol Biyodai, Chefet Shal Mitzvah, one who makes a Shvur, has to take in his hand an object of a Mitzvah, Kigoin Sefer Torah or Tefillin, for example, a Sefer Torah or Tefillin. But Avram wanted to take his bris milah. Famila hoisa mitzvah rishon eloi. The bris milah was the first mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him. Uva eloi al yidei tzar. It also came to him through much pain. V'hoisa chaviva olav. And it was precious to him. The nutla, and therefore he took it. Rashi in the parentheses asks, why did Avram take his own milah as opposed to the milah of Eliezer? And Rashi answers, for the reason why it does not say that he swore he was Mashbia Eliezer Tachas Yerechech with the Mila of Eliezer, he should have been Mashbia the Eved with his own Mila, because Avram's Mila came first, Koidem Milas HaEved, before the Mila of the Eved. Rashi is saying over here that the Mila of Avram was first, and then Avram was Mal, all his servants. If you look at the Pasuk at the end of Lech Lecha, it seems to be just the opposite. The Pasuk says, in Perik Yuzayin, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayikach Avram es Yishmol Benoi, Ves Kol Yelida Beisoi, Ves Kol Mikdas Kaspoi, Kol Zohar Ba'anche Beis Avram, Vayomol es Besar Orlosa, and he was Mal, the Basar of their Orla. And first, in the next pasuk, it says, "Vavram ben Tishim vosesha shonim behimoyloi es bisar orlosoi." It says in pasuk of Dalit that Avram was 99 when he did his own bris mila. So first it says the mila of his servants, and then it says the mila of Avram himself. And the Ramban learns in Parshas Lech Lecha that was taka the order. First he was mal his servants, and then he was mal himself, because Avram was afraid that if he did a bris mila on himself first, he would be too weak to be mal his servants. But Rashi over here in the parentheses seems to say just the opposite, that first he was mal himself, and then he was mal his servants, and that's why he chose to take his own bris mila before the bris mila of Eliezer. Zok Rashi, Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Asher Lekochani Mibeis Avi. V'loy Omar V'Elokei Ha'oretz. Over here in Pasuk Zayin, it does not say that Hashem was Elokei Ha'oretz. Ulamala Omar, and earlier it says in Pasuk Gimel, V'ashbiachob Hashem Elokei Hashamayim V'Elokei Ha'oretz. Omar Loi. Avram said, Achshav hu Elokei Hashamayim V'Elokei Ha'oretz. Now Hashem is the God of the heaven and the God of earth. Shehirgaltiv b'fi habriyos, because I familiarized Hashem in the mouths of people. Avol kishila kachani mibeis avi, when he took me out of my father's house from Haran, hoyo Elokei Hashamayim, then he was only Elokei Hashamayim v'lo Elokei Ha'oretz, and not the God of the land. Shelo hoyo boi ha'olam makirim boi, because the people of the world did not recognize him. His name was not common in the land at that time, and that's why in Pasuk Zayin, which is talking about at the time Asher Lekochani Mibeis Avi, it only says Hashem Elokei Hashamayim Mibeis Avi. Where is Beis Avi? Mecharon. It is referring to Charon. Ume Eretz Meiladati. Where is the land of my birthplace or Kastim? And as Sifsei Chacham explains, Eretz Meiladati means or Kastim, and when it says in Pasuk Dalit ve'el Meiladati, that means my family. V'asher diber li, he spoke about me, l'tzorchi, for my benefit. Kimoi asher diber olai, he spoke for me, about me. V'chein kol li v'loi v'lohem, whenever it says li, loi and lohem, hasmuchim etzel dibor, next to the loshen of dibor, of vayedaber, mifuroshim b'loshen al, they all mean about me, concerning me. V'targum shalahem, and their targum is olai, about me, concerning me, alohi, concerning him, alehoin, concerning them. She'ein noifel etzel dibor, loshen li v'loi v'lohem. Because really, when you say a loshen of vayedaber, you are not supposed to say li v'loi v'lohem. If you want to say, he spoke to me, he spoke to him, or he spoke to them. But rather, elo, elai, elov, and alehem. If somebody wants to say that he spoke to me, he would say, who diber elai? If he spoke to him, hu diber elov, or hu diber alehem, but not hu diber li, hu diber loi, hu diber lohem. The targum shalahem, and the targum of who diber Eli, Elov, and Alehem, means imi, and imohoin. The targum is, he spoke to me, to him, and to them. Aval eitzel amiro, but if you have a loshen of amiro, like vayomer or omar, noifel loshen li v'loy v'lohem, then it could say loshen li v'loy v'lohem. So in short, Rashi is saying, if somebody wants to say, he said to me, who omar, you would say, who omar li, who omar loy, who omar lohem. But if he wants to say, he spoke to him, he spoke to me, he spoke to them, he would say, who diber Eli, who diber Elov, and who diber Alehem. But when it says, who diber Li, it does not mean he spoke to me, but rather he spoke concerning me. And that's what Rashi is saying over here. Vashir diber Li. The pasuk does not mean that Hashem spoke to me, Avram, but rather Hashem spoke concerning me. Maskil David asks, why Taka does the pasuk only say that Hashem spoke concerning me, when Hashem really did speak to Avram directly? The pasuk could have said, Vashe Diber Eli, that Hashem spoke directly to me, not only concerning me. And he answers, because at that point Avram did not have a bris milah, so the dibur of Hashem to Avram was not a direct dibur, but rather it was Hashem speaking to himself, and Avram overhearing what Hashem was saying. Therefore, the pasuk does not want to say a lashon of Vashe Diber Eli, which would be mashma, a direct dibur, but rather Vashe Diber Li, he spoke concerning me because it wasn't directly to me. And Rashi continues, Vashe Nishba Li, he swore to me, Ben Abisarim, by the bris Ben Abisarim. And the pasuk says that if the Isha does not want to come after you, then Vinikisa, you will be absolved, Mishvuasi Zois, from this Shvua of mine. V'kach lo isha mibnois honor eshkul mamre. And then you will be able to take a wife for Yitzchak from the local girls over here, from the daughters of honor eshkul and mamre. Rak esbeni, only my son, do not return to Haran. Rak mirhu, rak implies limitation. Beni eini choizer, my son will not return there. Aval Yaakov ben beni, but Yaakov, my grandson, soifoi lachzor, he will end up going back to Haran.